KCBS anchor Stan Bunger served on the jury for the trial of Michael Watkins, a homeless man facing charges related to public masturbation. Stan recounts that during deliberation, some jurors struggled with this case.
I felt like there were members of the jury who've just felt bad for homeless people being put on trial.
He says deliberation wandered well outside the bounds set by the judge into a discussion of whether or not it was even fair to charge a homeless person with a crime in the first place.
Several people said, you know, how can you judge someone who doesn't even have a roof over his head?
Help the homeless. Please help the homeless. Your donation helps to provide shelter, food, clothing, medical attention.
Now, it's true, people always enter the jury box with plenty of preset views that might impact deliberation. But the issue of homelessness can be especially tricky for Bay Area juries, says Dr. Joe Rice, a partner with the Jury Research Institute, which studies jury behavior.
It is an issue that everybody seems to have an opinion about, and that's what makes it challenging and troublesome in some ways.
In fact, before the trial even began, a number of potential jurors were dismissed after expressing their view that the criminal justice system is biased against the homeless. Or to put it even more strongly, that it criminalizes homelessness.
It's something that I have heard from people.
Jeff Chorney is a member of the Alameda County Public Defender's Office, which defended Watkins. Chorney thinks jurors are right to raise these questions.
How does it sort of feel from everybody's perspective to be prosecuting a homeless person? It shouldn't feel good, and people should make it known.
In the case of Michael Watkins, despite the concerns that were raised, ultimately the jury did decide to convict him of lewd conduct and indecent exposure. To the jurors who may have questioned their role in that process, Alameda County District Attorney Nancy O'Malley has this to say.
I hope that people that think, why am I here, can also understand the gravity of why they're there.
She points out that the crime did have an impact on real people.
People may say this is not that significant, but it's incredibly significant to the victims who are having to watch this or being subjected to this behavior.
In addition to jail time, O'Malley says the verdict could also lead to court-mandated sex offender treatment for Watkins. Now, however you feel about the outcome of this case, it's likely that these jurors, the ones who are entering trials with strongly held views, well, they're only going to become more common, given the highly opinionated times we're in, says Dr. Rice. And he, for one, doesn't see that as a bad thing.
At the end of the day, a trial by your peers is, you know, a representation of what society thinks is appropriate.
Just another check, or maybe even a balance, to the system. Keith Manconi, KCBS.